This is live from Studio A, and Maya Jensen here welcoming Boreal Forest to the studios. Hey, welcome. Happy homegrown.
Likewise.
Well, let's kick off with a song, and we'll come back and meet everybody.
Cool. This one's called Capone.
Snowscape sit still and silent, gentle for an antonym of violent. Dead limbs droop and sway in the brisk winds from afar, masking the moon and stars. How this plays out, this feeling of familiarity is what disappointment's all about. No surprises, expectations fade out in atrophy when juxtaposed to harsh reality, where the ways become corrupted.
Live from Studio A here for Homegrown Week, it's Boreal Forest, 1219, and welcome to the KUMD studios.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
That there was Capone. That's from your CD Terraform that came out last year, just about a year ago now. Really fun to have you. Let's go around and meet everybody. They're on vocals. Preston, we'll start over there with you.
Yeah, so hey, my name's Preston Kuhn. I sing lead vocals, and I play bass and some guitar as well.
My name's Eli Schmidtke. I pretty much just play drums.
My name's Stephen Haynes. I play rhythm guitar and also bass guitar.
My name's Daniel. I play lead guitar, sometimes keyboard, sometimes bass.
So on the album, you have keyboards. And will you have keyboards in the show coming up here at the end of the week?
Yeah, for sure. We always have keys. We kind of just lost them today for the sake of a smaller setup.
Well, fantastic. That was really true to the record. Talk about, it's been about a year since you put out the record. Talk about playing shows and since you have kind of a cohesive batch of songs, and how has that been for you guys?
It's been fun experimenting with playing in between transition songs within the songs that we established through the album. And this last show that we played really got a positive reaction for all the stuff that we've been, you know, experimenting with, and that's cool to see.
How the songs have adapted and like evolved throughout like time, and we've played them all so much now, and it's just like we want to spice them up a little bit. So like Danny said, we're putting these in-betweeners and stuff, and it's just kind of, we're incorporating our older songs with our new stuff too. So,
and yeah, it's been super fun.
Fun to see how the songs grow and change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You guys really seem to be able to jam out on a song and make it grow and go on and on.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's definitely our thing.
That seems like that would be an audience favorite as well.
Yeah, that's definitely one of our audience favorites for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So you talked about putting out some new songs. Is there something in the works? What's going on?
Yeah, so right now we're pretty much just writing a bunch of songs for a new album in the works. Nothing yet set in stone, but we've been working on it. We released a single a couple months ago called Dust Storm. But other than that, we do release a couple at our shows. We play some new ones that we've been working on. So, yeah, that's been super fun.
I would say there's, like, one that's really far along that we can expect in the near future.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Did you guys play Homegrown last year?
Yes,
we did. Yeah, it was actually our first show ever.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It was quite the experience.
Is it something something to live up to? Is it kind of, you know, huge in your memory? And then
For sure.
This will be hard to beat.
Well, I feel like this year we're a lot more prepared for our show, and we're pretty excited for this show coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Especially because Stephen and I are graduating, like, the next day, so it's going to be very special.
Busy week.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, so do you have to get up and get to graduation first thing in the morning after, because you're on a Friday night. You're Friday night at Blush.
10:15.
Yep. 10:15, so, yep.
And you will graduate.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We'll make sure.
Right. Well, let's hear another, and then maybe we can talk about the group and how you came together and that kind of stuff.
Cool.
All right.
This one's called Dust Storm.
Boreal Forest here on 103.3. Your way.
gonna find me. I settle down. Lost your way. Years away. Come find me. Lost your way. Buried deep in the storm. Come find me. Lost your way. Buried deep in a dust storm. Come find me.
It's Homegrown Week here on KUMD, and this is live from Studio A, Boreal Forest, and so excited to welcome you to the studios in advance of your Friday show. Of course, Boreal Forest is playing part of the lineup at Blush on Friday night. Of course, that's May 5th, and their set time is 10:15. The lineup there at Blush is Maddie Cedar at 8:15, James G at 9:15, Boreal Forest 10:15, and In Existence at 11:15. So heading on into the later hours on Friday. Well, tell us a little bit about you guys coming together. How long have you been together? A couple years or more? Originally from Minneapolis. These are the little bits I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been about 3 years as an official band. We started writing stuff a little before that. So a little background story between how we know each other. Me, Steve, and Eli, we've all been childhood friends for like years and years. We've known each other for like 12 years. We went to high school, middle school together. And then a little later, Steve went to college in UMD and met Danny. And we all kind of had a similar taste in music. So we started jamming out and writing stuff, and it was kind of just meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daniel, how is this to join this group that have obviously been together for a long time? You guys definitely meshed. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it was kind of intimidating at first because they knew each other for so long. But after, like, Steven introduced me to Ableton, the software. And after messing around with that, like, we realized that we could really, you know, do something. Even though those two were in St. Michael and we were up in Duluth, like, we started collaborating and making our own things. Then we would get together at Eli's parents' place and, you know, started out in the basement, you know. Yeah, yep. Trying to figure it all out and, you know, not being good. And then just being like, okay, we just got to keep working at it. And then, like, finally it all just kind of meshed together, especially when we moved into our house together. So that was, yeah, good to see that growth.
So then you guys all moved to Duluth.
Yep. Yeah, we actually live in a house together. We've lived together for almost 2 years, so.
And it's still working out.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't want to leave.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Right, with graduating and all.
Yeah.
Well, that makes this Homegrown just ever so more little bit that extra special.
Absolutely.
Time. Okay. Are you going to stay in Duluth? So what do you have in your future? The graduates.
Well, I'm finding work in Minneapolis. I'm probably going to move back in with my parents for a while. And we're still going to try and practice, play shows. We have a show lined up at, I think, the 331 Club in Minneapolis for July. So we have that to look forward to. But, yeah, we're
excited. So you're gonna hang together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited to link up with some groups from Minneapolis and rock out.
Talk a little bit about your sound coming together. You know, it has that jazzy element, the electronica, and there's a lot of that kind of crossover stuff. You're described as dream rock, but you know, there's that jazz influence. Where do all these influences come from? And is there one of you that's brought more something particular to the table that's changed it?
I think it's just the culmination of all of our weird tastes in music just kind of coming together.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's like we're always coming together in like new music and. It's very seldom that anybody's like, I don't really like this, you know? So, like, we can all agree on something most of the time. And
especially music, and there's all sorts of different influences. Like, we listen to a lot of different stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, when we were writing, we never put, like, a set-in-stone genre that we wanted to make, so it kind of just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that you're more influenced by electronica or by just rock, indie rock?
There's definitely, like, those influences, you know, like, because we grew up with rock and everything. Like, our parents listened to rock and whatnot, but, like, being in, like, a world that's so, like, digitalized now, like, we have access to such cool, like, instruments and utensils to make music with, so it's, like, hard not to be inspired by that and, like, want to do something with it. It's pretty 50-50. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Well, people can really look forward to the added synthesizer, because already with the two guitars, you get a real dreamscape sound going that's really a full sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
We'll have a great show on Friday. We should go out with one more.
Sweet.
Sure, yeah. We're going to do a little guitar change real quick.
So now we're switching it up. Who is Eli? Oh, no, Eli, you're on drums. You don't switch it up, do you?
No.
Everybody else is switching guitar to bass, vocals and synth. And
keys and guitar and bass.
All right, so now we're going to have Steven on bass. Yes.
Yep. Preston on guitar.
All right, this one is not on your CD, Terraform.
It is not, no.
Boreal Forest, live from Studio A here for Homegrown Week. Just getting set for one more tune. And a reminder, they're playing at Blush Friday night, 10:15.
All right, you guys ready? This one's called Blue Typhoon.
Let the silence fill your mind and fade away for a while, and let's just reminisce. Summer's lost erase, innocent, the winter sunrise bloom, and ice drapes seem so benevolent, but yet frigid and treacherous. A heavy forecast this was. Gray overcast in September, fatal weather and mass terror. Fade away for a while, forget all of this. Breaking news, so monotonous. It won't achieve it. No tragedy, no hate. Reminisce.
for us live from Studio A. It's Homegrown Week on KUMD, and their CD, Terraform, came out 1 year ago. There's Preston, Daniel, Stephen, and Eli. Hey, thanks for joining us here live from Studio A.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Have a great show on Friday.
Thank you so much. We will.
Happy Homegrown.
Yeah, you too.
Boreal Forest playing at Blush in downtown Duluth on Friday night, all part of the mayhem that is Friday night of Duluth Homegrown. I think it's the rock night, and they're playing at 10:15 at Blush. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Maya Jensen, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can find our Homegrown coverage at KUMD.org. We have a huge amount of photos. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and we have our daily blog. You can find that all at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.